K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is Roger. I'm just calling in. I got a little problem here.
Hey, Roger. What's the matter?
Issues.
Well, let's see. Where do I start? Okay. So I like to gamble, and usually I go to, you know, Cincinnati, Columbus casinos. Anyway, I thought I'd try this Miami Valley gambling casino.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I got to know, what'd you think? I haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. I mean, it's huge. They spend some serious money on this. We're talking, I mean, the acreage alone, and there's like, you know, what are we talking, a couple thousand machines in there. I mean, it's going to be a mecca pretty soon.
Oh, okay, so, nice.
Yeah, there.
You can find it, too. There are lots of lights, so there's no problem finding it. So I'm there, and I'm you know, walking around having a good time, and I see this group of girls, and they're dancing and making a lot of noise, and it's obviously they're definitely having a good time. So, and there's one, I guess, I don't know if she's a ringleader or whatever, but she's a rather large woman, and she's pretty smashed. I mean, she's bumping into stuff, and I mean, it could be dangerous. I mean, it's an accident waiting to happen because she's kind of porky.
Oh, okay. That's not
funny.
Good.
I mean, everyone's enjoying it, but I mean, it is possible. So I do the gentlemanly thing. I come in, and it's obvious they're trying to help her out, and they're trying to get her to calm down. Her friends are. So I think, okay, you know, I'll step in. But she starts screaming, "Eye of the Tiger." Now, I got no idea why she's referencing Rocky III. And it's the weirdest thing, but it's like, okay. So I help them get her to a car and, you know, get her set up, and kind of like they're taking her home, and she's kind of calming down. And anyway, so one of the girls and I kind of like are joking, and I'm saying, "Your phone's really smashed." She goes, "Yeah," she gets that way, and we kind of hit it off. So she wants to hang around. So, you know, I go, "Okay, great. You want to go have a drink?" And she says, "Yeah." So we go back in, and, you know, we start playing the slots, and she's really nice, and I'm enjoying my time with her. And she asked me if I'd drive her home, and I to the Uber, and I go, "Hey, sure, I don't have a problem with that." So it seems to be going okay. I mean, we're having a good time, and you know, it's a nice drive, you know, a little over 45 minutes, maybe, you know, an hour drive. Anyway, it seems to be going fine, so I give her my number. I thought she'd call me. I mean, I did buy her drinks. I drove her home. I thought the least she could do is call me, and, you know, I haven't heard a word from her. So, you know, what's that about? Kind of just trying to figure out what's the next step. What do you do?
You sound baffled.
Yeah, he does a little bit.
Very baffled.
Yeah. You know, and I was being a gentleman. That's the other thing, just to clear up. I was being a gentleman the whole nine yards. I wasn't trying anything, and so I don't understand. I don't understand what, you know.
Well, let's see what you can do.
Yeah. What's her name? Did I miss her name?
Tina.
Tina. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to call Tina. We're going to slap you on hold for a second. We'll see if we can get her on the phone and find out what she's got to say about you, all right?
Thanks.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
I got to ask him, you know, Friday, the big question is, did you win some money?
Yeah, how'd you come out
on now?
Money-wise?
You know, usually break even. I mean, it's always for the house, but I love it, so it's something to do, and, you know, but I didn't do too bad. You know, some of the machines pay off, I think, better than others. There's a couple of them I like to go to that I favor. So
you got to get to the old lady ones after they get up. Sit down at those.
But they don't get up.
I know, right? All right. Well, hold on a second. We got the last couple digits going on here. We'll get her on the phone. So hold on, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi there. Is Tina around?
Yes, Tina.
Hey, Tina. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99. How you doing?
Hi, Tina.
Really?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
How are you guys?
Good.
How are you guys?
Now she's awake.
Yeah, I'll wake you up a little bit.
Hi. Yeah. Hey. Well, hi. What happened? Hi.
Well, we understand you like gambling.
Yeah, I do.
Dancing around a little bit.
Thank you.
Dancing.
What?
Breaking it down.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that sounds like someone me. Yeah.
Well, the reason we know all this, we got to talk to somebody who called us for help. We got to talk to your buddy Roger.
Roger.
Yeah, and he was kind of curious what happened to you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know any Rogers.
Said he met you at the Racino?
Yeah, met you at the Racino. And
Racino? Eye of the Tiger, does that ring a bell?
Dropped you off?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, what, so, He called you?
Yeah, we do this thing called second date where somebody, you know, they meet, they go out on a first date, or they want to go on a date initially, and then if they can't get the other person to call,
they call us. They're struggling.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have never been on a date with that guy. Okay.
Okay. Well, he wants to or something.
Right.
So
he wants to reconnect.
Tell us what happened.
He's like the old guy from the Racino. He had you call me.
Yeah. So just tell us what happened. This sounds good.
Yeah. He was just curious.
I was just there with some friends. You know, the Racino, the one down by the Giant Jesus.
Yeah. In Monroe, yeah.
Footlong.
Yeah, and we were checking it out, and we were partying a little bit, and my friend, Mary, she was drinking a little bit, and she got really excited when Roar by Katy Perry came on, and she started singing, I have the eye of the tiger, and I'm going to roar.
Oh.
And then instead of roaring, she ended up barfing.
Oh!
Yeah.
Roar.
Yeah. And so, and we were all, it wasn't too crazy, but, we were all having fun. And so then this older guy, this Roger, helped us out, and he seemed pretty harmless. And so I stayed just to sober up for a while and, played slots next to him and whatever. He drove me home, but it was scary. We got in his car and it was scary and snowy and cars were off the highway.
Aww.
And Roger this guy was speeding in the snow.
Oof.
Ugh.
Yeah. And then in...
Uh-oh, I hear a butt.
I don't even know how to say it. And then in his back seat, there was this huge bag from the Hustler store.
From what? The Hustler store?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And he had, it might have even been more than one, but it was this huge bag. And then he asked me if he can come in for a drink. And I said, no, but he acts like I owed him. And I don't even know what an old guy would do with the stuff from that store. And I just wanted to go away. I wanted him to go away.
hang on. Look, I guess.
What?
It was a... I got it.
There he is.
Something in here. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Are you on the phone?
Yeah, he was listening.
It was for a bachelor party. I just happened to stop in there and get some stuff for jokes for a bachelor. Had nothing to do. And the thing is, it's a sack. It's a sack. It's not a big deal. I mean, I bought her drinks anyway, and I drove her home, and she's freaking out over this bag in the back seat. I mean, she could have asked me, right? You could have asked me what the bag was.
What's
for,
in the bag?
I wouldn't have asked you, though. Roger, I wouldn't. I would have been like, that's on your own private stuff.
It wasn't that big a deal. It was for a friend's bachelor party. I was, that was my thing, is to get him a bunch of joke stuff, a blow-up doll and things like that. And it was stuff that, we were going to, bachelor party stuff. So I don't understand
It's just like, what kind of old guy needs to go to a store like that? I mean, and it's right. Like, that's his own private stuff. This man is... He's an older stranger. Why am I gonna? I'm not gonna ask him what's in the Hustler bag.
How much older? How much older is he than you, Tina?
Oh, he's like probably 50. I bet he's even older than 40.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, but that shouldn't matter. I'm actually 52, but that shouldn't matter because we seem to hit it off,
what?
And I didn't think that was a big deal at the time. I didn't think the age thing was something all of a sudden, coming up.
If you don't mind, how old are you? Can I ask how old you are, Tina?
I'm 31.
Okay.
That is like 20 years older.
That's nothing.
That's a lot.
Well, I mean, surveys say that, twice as old is actually what most women like, so I don't...
You are nasty. Right. I mean, you are nasty, and you need to quit hitting on younger women. This is you.
I was being a gentleman. I was trying to be nice. I came over there. I came to help your friend who was pretty sloshed. I mean, she really was. I mean, you got to admit that. So I came over there to help. It wasn't to hit on you, and I thought we just kind of like hit it off after we got rid of her.
Got rid of her? I mean, how dare you? That is my friend, and you know, like, how Jewish someone, that's like part of being a human. That's not Jewish hitting on. That's not hitting on someone. I don't owe you for helping someone.
All right, here's where we're going to step in, guys.
Right.
And it's kind of probably moot, Fry, but we can do it anyway.
We can offer you guys a second date. With
or a first one.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
technically a first one with a limo, and we can send you out somewhere to eat and that sort of thing, but you both have to agree.
Yeah.
Silas.
Like, absolutely not. No. Yeah. I mean, no.
Yeah. I just wished I hadn't wasted all that time. I mean, you know, I bought you drinks and drove you home.
You
I mean, and like I said, I was a gentleman the whole way. I just thought, you know, we kind of
connected. He was expecting
you,
some.
Obviously, we did.
You just got creepier and creepier.
Okay. Well, Tina, thank you for your time.
Yeah, yeah. Roger,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I guess so. Thanks. I
hope the bachelor party goes well.
Yeah. Yeah, it will.
He has a come over.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.